RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Friday morning, MP on the mic. Welcome aboard 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are still worldwide on the free Odyssey app, getting you ready for a big weekend. It's a football Friday. Don't you worry. We'll sneak some baseball in too. The Mets did it again. An incredible comeback last night after it looked like the Brewers were marching on. We got a pair of divisional matchups in the NL. It's going to be a treat next week in those best of five series, folks. I'm even willing to overlook how much I hate the best of five series format because we've got some bangers on tap in Major League Baseball. We'll get to that. It's a football Friday, as I mentioned. We'll get you ready for the weekend. Gary Hess joins us in about 15 minutes. Gary Hess will, of course, call tonight's high school game of the week. Great way to get the weekend started with Thomas Dale and Dinwiddie. If you don't know about these two teams, hang around. They are name brand football teams. You head south of Richmond. Thomas Dale is a football power, has been forever. You keep going south. Dinwiddie's got it rolling right now. Harry Dalton, their quarterback, is committed to USC. That's Southern Cal, not the other one, for those of you who are South Carolinians. So we'll get you ready for that. Of course, Hokie football Saturday, the main event. They're out west playing against Stanford. We'll get you ready for that game because there's a lot riding on this for Brent Pry, right? Last time I said that was after the Vanderbilt game, where first game of the year, high hopes. He got out coached. He got coached around in circles there out there in Nashville by Vandy. I said, hey, this is an important moment for him. Now he's dealing with two things. One is I don't think he coached very well last Friday. Yeah, it was a Friday night game. I'm trying to remember what happened last week. Last Friday, we were in Miami. Yeah, it was fun until it wasn't. And then there was a replay that made it definitely not fun. Brent Pry got his team ready for that game. There was some good. It got overshadowed by the bad of Brent Pry's in-game coaching decisions, which were very bad, and got overshadowed by the finish, which was out of Brent Pry's control, was also bad for other non-Brent Pry reasons. And the finish, it creates a coaching situation this week. You got to make sure you don't lose that game again because you're still thinking about it going out west to Stanford. First West Coast Conference game in Hokies history. First ACC team, along with Miami this week as well, to fly out west to play a conference football game. So you got a lot of factors across the board there. Brent Pry's got his work cut out for him in a game that, I'll say it, they're better than the other team, and they should beat Stanford, right? So it's a red flag to me if they don't. There's a lot of circumstantial things. The trip out west, the way the Miami game ended, certainly the injuries pile up this time of year. They've played some physical football games. This is a no excuses week, though, for Brent Pry and crew. They can get out there, take care of business tomorrow. You'll hear it in the afternoon right here, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. And then, of course, we will get you ready for Sunday's Commanders-Browns throwdown. We'll make all the NFL picks. We got some good ones. 1 o'clock window is loaded this week. Bills, Texans, Ravens, Bengals, all in the 1 o'clock window. Should be a fantastic 3 hours of football. Obviously, we're fired up for the Commanders thing. And an exciting in-show announcement here. I'll be doing the pregame with my guy Linnell Willingham on 106.7 The Fan. That's our sister station in Washington, D.C. So if you have the Odyssey app, which you should by now, I've told you enough times, you can fire up 106.7 The Fan up in D.C. Hear me doing some pregame before kickoff. You can bring it back to 910 The Fan, of course, and hear that game in its entirety as well as the Gut Check postgame show. That's an opportunity, as we say. House money right now for Jaden Daniels. He's been amazing. Incredible rookie season so far. He doesn't need to do anything this week. He doesn't need to prove himself. But boy, does he have an opportunity in front of him. That opportunity, if they win this week, they're sitting first place with a cushion in the NFC East. Doesn't matter what happens next week in Baltimore. That's a good team. You go up there to play Lamar. You got a three-game stretch, Panthers, Bears, Giants on tap, and you'll be first place in the NFC East going into that. If they win this week, we're officially talking playoffs. And we're talking playoffs in a real deal way that I think it becomes more likely than not likely. It would be my playoff calculus on Monday if you leave that game with a healthy quarterback and a W. There's a long way between here and there, though. Cleveland's got a great defense. This will be a test for the Washington defense to see if they can hold down a team that's been really bad this year. Everything's compared to the past because we talk about this all the time. We've been through some things together. We've seen some things over the last few decades. And one of the things we repeatedly see is a team that's down, a team that looks like it's about to throw in the towel, and they play Washington. They come up to Landover. All of a sudden, new life, big win, team gets back on the right track. That's been the past. That's not the present. That's not Dan Quinn. That's not Cliff Kingsbury. It's not Jaden Daniels. It's not Adam Peters. I think it'll be a great crowd there Sunday, and I think they want to see the page turned from that. This is a Cleveland team that is down, and I think it's all about, you know, keeping them down, finding a way to win this game, scratch out enough points on offense, and make enough defensive stands against a quarterback in Deshaun Watson who has not found his footing yet in Cleveland. This is Cleveland's opportunity to get right. This is Washington's opportunity to prove they don't let teams get right anymore. But if we're talking about football, of course, a little Kirk Cousins in primetime, Thursday night football. We'll pull up the box score here. Of course, Kirk Cousins had the ball down a score late through an interception. All right, that all checks out. Hang on. What's that? What happened?
Mooney in motion with Cousins, and they're going to gun it, and it's caught to Darryl Hodge. 35, 30,
take it, baby.
20, 15,
take it,
10, 5, bang. Drive home safely. Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the game, Kadarryl. Are you serious?
A walk-off for Kadarryl Hodge and the Falcons. 45 yards. Kirk Cousins hit him right in the seam.
Well, I just talked about how Kadarryl understands zone coverage. That's all he did was hook up in the hole, and Tampa forgot to tackle him.
Oh, what a finish. Tampa forgot to tackle him? Yeah, don't forget to tackle him. That's important. Tampa looked so good in the latter part of this. Seemed like an almost sure thing. The Bucs were coming out of there first place in their division, flying high with inside track on playoff position. Instead, it's traditional NFC South. It's up for grabs. It's everybody's thing. I'll tell you what's not traditional. Kirk Cousins has now played on Thursday night football, Sunday night football, and Monday Night Football in the span of five games this season. America cannot get enough of Kirk Cousins. And by the way, he's been really good all three times, including two dramatic primetime come from behind last second victories. The Monday night drive in Philly and then the drive to tie it up and force overtime last night in Atlanta. Is Kirk Cousins really clutch all of a sudden?
Put the ball on his outside half because I felt the corner driving on his inside half. He pulls out of it, and I just kind of standing back there. You know, we call him Red. I said, go, Red, go. And man coverage, you know, he's able to kind of split the defense. And at that point, you know, there's a reason we have him on our football team because he can pull away from people. And what an unbelievable play. You know, when we won the toss, you know, or when we kicked the field goal to go to overtime, the narrative on the sideline was, you know, we score a touchdown, game over. And I thought, well, yeah, but you guys are acting like it's easy to go down and score a touchdown. And with the way Red did it, I guess they were right. So that was fun.
Heck of a finish, heck of a comeback for the Falcons, and heck of a game for Kirk freaking Cousins. Do you like that? He likes that. You like that. He's got himself a team around him. We've got a few things on the Kirk Cousins situation here. One is, he is now the sixth quarterback to throw an overtime touchdown pass with two different teams, joins Tom Brady in that crowd. Also now one of only 13 players in NFL history to score 500 passing yards and four touchdowns in a single game. Of course, 500 yards is insane. Every time he touched the ball, they put it in Kirk's hands. He got the job done. Kirk came back too early, right? We talked about that because he didn't want Michael Penix to take the job. Didn't want the Pittsburgh situation to happen, right? Where they're having some success with the backup. Now he's settled in. He had that drive in Philly. He looks really comfortable now. He did what he had to do to keep the job. Now he's feeling healthy. Now he's feeling good. And that team looks darn near untouchable when Kirk Cousins has the ball game on the line. Makes me think, I heard somebody use a line about another quarterback the other day. It wasn't Kirk, but it made me, I think of Kirk every time I hear it. And they said, he's a quarterback who will take you where you're going. So if you're a really good team with a loaded roster and a lot of weapons, he'll take you where you're going, and you're going to the playoffs, and you're going to win football games. If you're a bad roster and don't have the talent and don't have the internal leadership and scheming, he'll take you where you're going and where you're going to be 6-11 with that team. Kirk grabs the keys. He can drive any car. He can drive the sports car. He can drive the bus. He can drive the conversion van, the beat-up Yugo, all of it. He's got weapons in Atlanta. He's learning how to use them, and a win like that can take a team places. I think you have to consider that game against Tampa now, the rematch game in Tampa in 4 weeks, to be one of the more exciting games of the NFL season, right? Rematch of a really exciting Thursday night football game. And so that one's on the calendar already. We're fired up for that one. And Kirk Cousins, just with a primetime performance, three primetime games this year, he's delivered in all of them. It's easier to feel good for Kirk knowing that Jaden Daniels is under center for the Washington Commanders. That makes life easier. If this were still the Dan Snyder era, if this were still, you know, wandering through that quarterback wilderness, if this were still, you know, who is Sam Howell going to be the guy, this would sting a lot. But because number five's back there, can just be happy for Kirk and his development. I think that Netflix show won him a lot of fans. People saw kind of his earnestness and his dadness in that show, and he's rolling in Atlanta right now. Him and Raheem Morris and Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, that whole crew. What a night last night for the Falcons offense, and don't discount Tampa either. I think Baker Mayfield coming out of this, the story is absolutely Baker Mayfield's got it rolling in Tampa, and they're going to be a threat. We could have two NFC South playoff teams this year, as crazy as that sounds. We'll make time for baseball, of course, later in the show, but Gary Hess on tap. It's a fun Friday. It starts after this.
Friday,
you're listening
morning, MP, to 910 on the Fan. Mic, you know we love to welcome in our guy, Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan.
I do love me some Friday fun, man.
Friday fun. When you've got name teams, right? So like Cowboys-Giants was Thursday Night Football a couple weeks ago, right? Like, right. I'm going to watch. I don't care that the Giants are a flaming pile of dog poo. It doesn't matter. Like, their name...
It's Cowboys-Giants.
The Steelers are playing. The Packers are... they're name teams. You know where I'm headed here.
Yeah.
Dinwiddie, Thomasdale. I'm in. Say no more.
It's, you know, it's very bizarre that we would see a team for a third time this early in the season.
Yeah.
Yet... it's our third time with Thomasdale, but we haven't seen Dinwiddie yet, and we've just got to. And so we want to see Harry Dalton. We want to see Dinwiddie. And so that's where we're heading tonight. And really looking forward. That game has delivered the last couple years, and I fully expect it to again.
Sometimes you just got to pick the best game.
Exactly.
And you pick the best game.
Yeah, and that is it's the only matchup between teams ranked in our CBS 6, 910, the fan coaches poll. And so it was the obvious choice. And we get to see the guys going to USC next year.
Now, there are rumors floating around. Maybe you can dispel them for us. That Stubbs behind this because they have the Chick-fil-A nuggets at Thomasdale games.
It was so funny. Last Friday, I said, yeah, I think we're going to Thomasdale. He goes, wait. Is that the place with the nuggets? So, yeah, that is that's certainly added to the Stubb endorsement factor.
The Stubbs certified game of the week.
Exactly. So, the nugget tray in the Thomasdale press box is pretty clutch. I'm not going to lie.
I attended Mays High School outside of Wichita, Kansas.
Okay.
And Friday Night Football. When the fourth quarter started, if they had any hamburgers or hot dogs left at the concession stand, they sold them for a quarter. So that was a big moment in the game right there. A pivotal moment. Start of the fourth quarter. Throw up your four.
That's right.
Go get yourself some hot dogs and hamburgers. Right.
Throw up your four, and it only cost you a dollar.
Yeah. Yeah, you pay a dollar. You
get four.
You eat for the night. Yeah.
Exactly.
The concession stand, a very, very important part of... Yeah, my kids do the swimming.
That guaranteed that there would be no food left over at the end of the night.
There was never food left over. No, food didn't make it to the 2-minute warning.
You're talking about swimming, sorry?
My kids do the swimming, right? They know which pools get the cone ice truck, the ice cream truck, the gelato guy. You know, these are the important things. We're swimming the 50, we're swimming the butterfly, whatever. Is it cone ice?
As they say, if you know, you know. That's just how it is, man.
Exactly.
It's so funny. Do you enjoy the swim team thing?
I'll give a minority opinion because I'm sure a lot of people out there are swim moms and swim dads. I don't mind it at all. We're hanging out outside on a summer evening with
you
people
also,
we know.
You also don't mind talking to people.
I'm social.
Yeah, I am too. So that's what I was getting at. So the thing about the swim meets is it lasts a long time.
They do.
And your kids' events are very short.
Yes.
And they're usually spread out. And so I have been there and done that. And my wife, the introverted IT person, hated swim meets.
Yeah.
Gary loved them.
Yeah. And when the kids get old enough, they can just do whatever they want. It's even better, right?
100%.
They're young. You got to kind of herd them and shepherd them and, like, you know, be here, write this on your hand.
Yeah.
Once you can just, we're here, go have fun. I'm going to do my thing now.
Exactly. I've got my chair. I'm going to make the rounds. All is well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Gary Hess and Coach Chris in the booth tomorrow night.
Yes.
Or tonight. Tonight. Last week we had Friday Night Virginia Tech football. But
right.
We're back on the fan tonight.
We're back on the fan tonight. We're on the fan for the entire month of October.
Good.
Then, you know, we get into November, we start navigating the choppy waters of basketball season, but of conflicts and stuff. But I am excited the fact that we're on the friendly confines of 910 The Fan for the foreseeable future.
And you got a chance to see Douglas Freeman last week. They looked good. In their win, obviously.
Deep Run has made a lot of progress in basically building from the ground, from nothing up. But, you know, it's like they're not quite ready for Butter Stevenson and the Douglas Freeman Mavericks. And I mentioned Butter Stevenson, A, because it's just a really fun name to say. And B, he did have 298 yards rushing Friday night.
That's a great reason to say it. That's a heck of a 1-2, though, Deep Run. And now Glenn Allen tonight, who's certainly proving themselves to be the class of the North Side.
This is a whole nother test for Douglas Freeman tonight against Glenn Allen. It's interesting because, you know, Glenn Allen, you know, last year went 8-2 during the regular season, was really making progress. Perry Jones left to go to William & Mary.
Yep.
The defensive coordinator, Malik Sexton, becomes the head coach. ton of returners. So last year, that 8-2 season was a loss to Thomas Dale and a loss to Verina. Okay, so they get Thomas Dale. The revenge tour begins with a 28-3 shellacking.
We love a revenge tour around
here.
We
love revenge tour. Okay, so next Friday is the Verina game. Glenn Allen better not be looking ahead because Freeman can bite him. Now, Glenn Allen's going to be clearly favored in this game, but if Glenn Allen helps him a little bit and gives him belief, Freeman can absolutely win this game.
I love that. So a good sight. We had the Virginia Tech revenge tour here, and it was a really good bit until they got punched in the mouth by Rutgers. Then right. It was kind of less fun. oops.
You know, the whole thing about a revenge tour is actually winning.
Getting the revenge.
Yeah, exactly.
If you don't get the revenge tour really loses a lot.
Yeah, the wheels come right off.
The shine came off the revenge tour very quickly in that Rutgers game. And then there was a little hope at the end. And then, no, we were right back to not having a revenge tour.
Right. So,
Give me one more. Powhatan LC Bird, because obviously Bird's ranked. We know Bird. You've seen Bird. Powhatan is good, though. Those are some good losses on their resume.
Manchester is a game they probably wish they had back. They probably let that one get away. But it's still not a terrible loss. Huguenot last week, Huguenot, it's like they let it halftime. And Huguenot, I'm eager to see Huguenot in a couple of weeks. They were just too much for Powhatan. And so Bird is 4-1. They have problems with penalties, which is, you know, classic LC Bird. And they have taken care of business against the teams they're supposed to beat. And so I think Bird would be favored in this game, but that's going to be an interesting matchup to see how it comes out tonight. Bird also, has a potential date with Huguenot on the horizon, but that's not till the 18th, I don't think. So I don't think it'll be a look-ahead game for them. But, yeah, that's going to be one score I'm going to be fascinated to see. One other note I do want to throw out at you. Top-ranked Matoaka will not be playing tonight against Meadowbrook. That game has been called off because of the incident at Meadowbrook this week.
Okay, that makes sense, certainly. And while we're when Gary Hess is here, we like to do local topics. Vinny Pasquantino, the pride of James River, for my Kansas City Royals taking care of business against the Baltimore Orioles.
It was good to see. And, Daniel Lynch has been a part of that team,
absolutely,
too,
Freeman.
Who's from Douglas Freeman. So, but, yeah, Kansas City, the Orioles eventually are going to figure out how to score a run in the postseason. But they got one in these two games on a Cedric Mullins home run. It is they got to figure things out. They need maybe a veteran bat in that lineup that can kind of bring them along a little bit. But Kansas City has kind of been hanging around there all year, and Detroit stole some of Kansas City's headlines by being so hot down the stretch.
Yep.
And
the Royals got ice cold, lost
right,
seven
I
in a row.
Right, I would say Kansas City had 2 7-game losing streaks down the stretch, got in the playoffs still, and now who knows? Here's the thing. Kansas City they play really good defense, led by Bobby Witt Jr. at shortstop, and they have excellent starting pitching.
They do.
And that is a formula that can take you a long way in October.
Well, it's like Gary and I said back in March, you got to watch out for the AL Central this year. Cleveland, Detroit, Kansas City.
Yes, we were all over that.
Wait, this is normally when Hazel plays the clip back. Apparently, we don't have that clip.
Yeah, the recording wasn't working that day, but we were all over that.
I will say this as a Kansan and a person who is headed to Kansas City this weekend. We've inflicted so much pain on Baltimore. Baltimore's lost 10 playoff games in a row. The Orioles have 5 of them to the Royals going back to 2014. The Ravens, of course, can't get over the Patrick Mahomes hump. I feel bad. I would root for Baltimore under normal and do root for Baltimore under normal circumstances. If we could pick a town to pick on, we'd do the Yankees, obviously. We wouldn't. There would be no hesitation. They won last night. They clinched the series.
See the late 1970s.
They won last night. They clinched the series, and the pine tar video was in the family group text very, 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 very quickly there. George Brett
shocked. Color me shocked by that.
It'll be a fun week of baseball. But game of the week tonight.
Thomas Dale hosting Dinwiddie, 6:30 right here on The Fan. Be there, aloha.
Be there or be square.
Indeed.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds menacing.
Don't know what it means.
You better be there.
And if you see Stubb, congratulate him on the fact that he'll be enjoying the Nugget trade tonight.
Big win for Stubb.
Yes.
Big win for Stubb. Gary, thank you for dropping by. Gary Hess, sports director, 910 The Fan. We're back after this. Talk a little JMU football.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listening to 910
Friday,
The Fan.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. MP here with you until noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Live from River City Roll on Fridays. He rolls. He'll give you the Commander's keys to victory, get you ready for that one high school game of the week tonight on the Fan. Virginia Tech football at Stanford tomorrow. Of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention there's a little baseball going on.
Over the shoulder, end zone, touchdown! 15.5, touchdown!
We interrupt this program to get
baseball at its best.
First pitch, pops it up. Right side of the infield, back into shallow right field. Makes the catch. One pitch, one out to start the ninth.
Baseball stuff!
Baseball stuff!
Oh, yeah, it's baseball time. We're talking a little baseball. Great baseball last night. Exciting do-or-die game. Mets and the Brewers scoreless through 6 innings. Brewers take care of business, put up back-to-back home runs in the 7th, get the Mets to put their closer Edwin Diaz in, and then the Brewers watch it disappear in one swing of the bat from Pete Alonso.
3-1 to Alonso. Williams sets. Here's the pitch. Swinging a fly ball to right field. Pretty well hit. Freelick back at the wall. He jumps. It's gone. He did it. He did it. Pete Alonso with the most memorable home run of his career. Pumps his fist as he rounds second. It's a 3-run homer. He's given the Mets a 3-2 lead. They all pour out of the dugout. Alonso on his way to home plate. They're waiting for him. He hits the plate. He is first congratulated by Nimmo. Hugged by Lindor. There are a dozen Mets waiting for him outside the dugout. Pete Alonso keeps this fairy tale season going with the fairy tale swing of his career. 3-2 New York.
Oh, yeah. New York Mets advancing to play the Phillies. I realize I think we do baseball in this 1045 segment every day, or at least we have this week, which makes sense, right? We have to start the show with football. I think it's FCC rules or something. You know, it's football season. We have to. And I get carried away when I talk about football. And then I end up with, you know, the tiny segment at the end of the hour, right? Before we, you know, get to 11 o'clock and start hour number two. Oh, shoot, I haven't mentioned baseball yet. We got to talk about baseball. Maybe baseball get the big segment someday. Today wasn't that day. It does not diminish how fun it was last night. The Pete Alonso home run, then the Kirk Cousins comeback. It's a good night of sports right there. That's setting the tone for a weekend right here in the world of sports and on the Fan. And man, the Mets, I would say you couldn't do it, right? Just coming back and coming back and coming back. All they do is dig themselves holes and then climb out of them. Did it again last night. Sure felt over. Brewers go up 2-0 in a game where offense was at a premium. Bring their closer in. Pete Alonso, 3-1 pitch. Change up, takes it just over the right field wall. Incredible. Just the clutchness, the emotion of that hit, and the ability now to go play Philly. And we talk about this all the time, right? This playoff format where Philly's been sitting at home for a week. They're the better team. They're one of the best teams in baseball. Are their division rivals going to be able to get them? You know, if you can get them in game one tomorrow, everything's new and different. Same with the Dodgers and the Padres out west. You got a little I-5 series out there. Dodgers have been sitting around for a week. Padres aren't the better team, but they're hot right now. They just came off a playoff series win, two great series in the National League. And then in the AL, where you have three AL Central teams. Gary Hess and I, of course, joking about that. As we knew, three AL Central teams, final four in the AL. What a season for baseball, and the Detroit story is so good. And of course, everybody wants to see the Yankees pinstripes in the postseason. You got your two big names, Yankees there with the bye. They got home field. Dodgers with their home field. Shohei Ohtani in the playoffs for the first time. We'll get to see it this weekend. But last night belonged to the Mets. And by the way, in case Pete Alonso's home run wasn't good enough for you, how about winning the game on a 6-3 double play?
Peterson ready to go to work against him. First pitch, swinging a liner toward short. Picked by Lindor on one hop, runs to second, one throws to first. Out at first. Put it in the box. The Mets are out at the mound, pouncing on each other. The Brewers may want to have a look at this just to be sure, but if this holds, this party is headed to Philadelphia. The New York Mets have won this wild card series as Lindor played that soft liner perfectly, waited to get a short hop, raced to the bag at second, touched up, fired to first, and the New York Mets have defeated the Milwaukee Brewers by a score of 4-2.
Great night for Mets fans. They've been few and far between over the years, but that's one to stack alongside the rest of them. Pete Alonso home run, double play to win it. The Mets are playing the Phillies in the NL Divisional Series. Best of five. Anything can happen in a best of five. They'll tee it up, get rolling tomorrow. Five-game series. You steal one early, anything can happen, right? And so that's the beauty of the postseason. That's what makes it so hard for the Phillies, the Dodgers, the Yankees, your better teams, Cleveland as well. Those four teams have been the class of the league all year long. Now, the Padres at least have a claim. They could have caught the Dodgers late. The other teams did not get into striking range at all. But in a five-game series, you catch the other team snoozing. They need a game to wake up. All of a sudden, you've stolen the momentum back, and you're two away from advancing to an ALCS or an NLCS. Should be a fun weekend of baseball. We're back after this. You're listening to 910
The Fan. You're listening to 910 The Fan. We're 105.1 FM. We are, in fact, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Thank you for asking. You can, in fact, find it at the Apple Store and at Google Play. We've got a big weekend in store for you. Of course, Virginia Tech football at Stanford. Hokies look to turn the page after one of the, I deemed it one of the three wildest finishes of my Tech lifetime, which is to say, yeah, I don't go all the way back. I'm not Mike Burnup. But he called it the saddest locker room he'd ever been in. He'd been in way more of them than me. I put it right up there. Obviously, the Danny Cole catch, of course, comes to mind right away. The Matt Ryan Thursday nighter. Those are the three. It's definitely in that pantheon. National TV, the opportunity for a big win. They're going to turn the page, get out to the West Coast conference game out there at Stanford. You'll hear it right here on the Fan post-game show after, hopefully, a happier post-game show. It was a bit of an angry post-game show last week. I don't blame them. I did a little bit of an angry Monday show, and that was 3 days after the game. People were a little fired up about that. Sunday, of course, Commanders and the Browns, 1 o'clock. Yes! Commanders, Browns, the main event right here on the Fan, and of course the gut check post game immediately following. Hopefully a festive program as well, which means it's time for some football picks. Before we make the picks, two things. One, I forgot to mention Gary Hess, Coach Chris, High School Football Game of the Week, Thomas Dale, and Dinwiddie. Name programs only. High school game of the week. Thomas Dale, we call their name every year. That goes way, way, way back. Vic Williams, all those guys. Thomas Dale has been a power forever. In my lifetime, Thomas Dale has never not been relevant. That'll happen when you're in a football mad part of the city down in Chesterfield and you enroll at 7 bazillion kids every year or whatever their actual number is. It's a very large school. They have multiple campuses, is what you need to know about Thomas Dale. Dinwiddie is more of a recent phenomenon. Billy Mills got that team rolling, but Harry Dalton, you're going to love watching him play. He's committed to Southern Cal, USC, for next year. All of which is to say, we did not mean to short you there, Gary Hess and Coach Chris. We will enjoy that game as well. NFL, we got the London games back. It's a four-window Sunday. I love a four-window Sunday because you get to enjoy a nice finish, you know, before your game starts. I feel like I'm going to make a blanket statement. I don't think the pregame shows have been as good this year. I don't know what it is. I think they're both CBS and Fox are like phasing out the old crew and phasing in a new crew, and nobody's ripping off the Band-Aid. Like, we're doing these pregame sets. There's like 7 or 8 people on them. It's too many people. It's CBS. They got like, here's Boomer and Sims and J.J. Watt and Matt Ryan and, you know, the morning show guy, Nate Burleson, and all the, like, they're not time for them. They're not time for them to talk. There's like, what do you think about the game? What do you think about the game? Hang on, that was enough for you. What do you think about the game? It's a little too, you got to rip off the Band-Aid. Who do you want on the pregame show? Settle in on a pregame show. Bottom line, I'm going to be watching football instead of the pregame show. There's presumably a pregame show for the London game. That's not in my sweet spot. That's too early. We're too early now. 9:30. All right, I can start watching football at 9:30. Jets-Vikings. We're sending Aaron Rodgers to London. We're sending Sam Darnold to London. This is like, you know, when Man United comes and plays soccer here. Like, wait, you know, stars only. Get the Sam Darnold billboards up all over London. He's 4-0, folks. Jets are 2-2. The Jets need this one. Because they're in a competitive division. The Bills, of course, doing very well this season. Jets aren't a wild card aspiration team. The offseason, they installed the Jets as 4-point favorites in this game. At kickoff Sunday, the Vikings are going to be 2.5-point favorites in this game. This thing has swung. When you have a weird circumstance, a London game, a big trip, a short week, things like that, I always bet on coaching, right? Andy Reid's always really good in those spots. Sean McVay was always very good in those spots with the Rams. You know, we'll see what he does this year with that team. I'm betting on Kevin O'Connell. My chips are on Kevin O'Connell there. I like the Vikings in this one. I was so busy giving the Gary caveat, I forgot my second caveat. I don't know what I'm doing. We do these picks every week. I'm wrong every week. I keep coming back every week to redo it, but it's a great way to preview the games, and we love doing it. Early window games, the Panthers and the Bears in the battle of the worst two teams last year. I think this is the Caleb Williams breakout week. I think he's got it in him. He has been the unfortunate victim of Jaden Daniels' success, because anytime somebody has success, it's always got to be compared to. Jaden Daniels is successful. Caleb Williams has a chance to be successful in the NFL, and because it hasn't happened after four games, is not a reflection of whether or not he's going to be successful, period. He has the tools to be successful. It can happen. Just because the other guy's doing it doesn't mean he's off schedule. That said, I think he gets right against the Panthers. He's due for a breakout game one of these days. Ravens, 2.5-point favorites in Cincinnati. I don't know what to make of this one because the Bengals have been so up and down. When they're good, they could beat anybody. Saw that against the Chiefs. When they're bad, they can lose to anybody. We saw that against the Patriots. I think the Ravens are playing good football right now, though. I like the favorites so far across the slate. I do like the Ravens. Another really good 1 o'clock matchup between the Bills and the Texans. The Bills are bouncing back from a tough playoff loss. You'd wonder if there'd be a hangover. There was not. They are rolling Stephon Diggs. They don't miss him. Oh, he'll be on the other sideline this week. That'll be a fun matchup. See how they guard him. Texas have so many weapons. They've been so fun to watch. No sophomore slump there. Those are two teams that were trendy picks to take a step back this year. Neither has taken a step back. This is a really fun football game. Give me the Bills. I'm holding my nose and taking favorites this week in a lot of really tight, close call games. Of course, y'all know it's Commanders and the Browns. It's time for the pick. I'm sorry, Washington fans. If this ends up being on me, this ends up being on me. I've picked against them 3 weeks in a row now. They've won 3 weeks in a row. I know. I like the Commanders. I like them giving the 3. I like Cliff Kingsbury. I like Jaden Daniels. Is it one too many people on the bandwagon? Is it going to topple over? I may have to wear this on Monday. I'm coming on board. I like the Washington Commanders. I'm giving the 3. I think Jaden Daniels is rolling. I think this will be a big test. I like the under here. I don't think he's scoring 40 points this week, but I think the Washington defense showed signs of life last week, and I think if Dan Quinn is the guy we think he is, this is a game where he can get that group to make a statement in front of what should be the best home crowd in a really, really long time. The less time spent on the 425 America's Game of the Week, the better. America deserves better than Packers-Rams as the Game of the Week. But you know what? I don't know what you did this week, America, but your karma's catching up to you. You're going to have to watch Packers-Rams at 425. Give me the Rams. I get points. I get Sean McVay. Jordan Love's not right. That's the first underdog I'm taking today. I'm taking the Rams over the Packers, but get back in front of that TV Sunday night. I love our Sunday night game. It's the Cowboys and the Steelers. The Steelers are in a great spot, 3-1, but they got that quarterback thing that they just haven't sorted out. Mike Tomlin, we play the clips of him being salty every week. He is salty again this week. Russell will play when Russell plays. Quit bugging me about it. It's still another Justin Fields week. It looks like he's going to need to do something to keep that job long term. They've asked him to do nothing. He's done the nothing very well. The defense has won the games. I don't think that'll be enough against the Cowboys. I think he's going to have to make a play or two. For the Cowboys, desperation comes early. That fan base gets antsy. They're 2-2. They watch what Jaden Daniels is doing and say, hey, we want some of that. We want a little of that action. I don't mind the Cowboys, though, in their spot. I think even if they lose, even at 2-3, still a path to the playoffs for them. I think that's a reflection of the fan base far more than that's a reflection of the team. I like the Cowboys with the points. That'll be the second underdog I take here. But that Steelers defense is going to make a statement against Dak. I'm curious where the quarterback discussion goes from here. I'm also curious if they let Justin Fields rip, if he can. It's possible he can let it rip. And maybe we'll find that out this weekend. Russell Wilson waiting in the wings. I say they've asked Justin Fields to do nothing. That is a compliment in the sense that I don't think Russ can do nothing. Like, I don't think he's actually capable of doing nothing. I think Justin Fields has been the right guy for this start of the season. That's NFL picks. It's a great weekend of games on tap. Enjoy the games, of course. We'll be out in Landover at Commanders Field Stadium, FedEx Northwest Credit Union Place, whatever we're calling it this week. Commanders Browns, if they win, You see what's coming. Panthers, Bears, Giants. Three winnable games on the other side of that trip to Baltimore. If they win, they're all of a sudden a very legitimate 7-win playoff contender down the stretch team. Momentum does great things for people. The Jaden Daniels buzz is growing. This is going to be a really fun football game. We'll have it for you. You know where you are. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.